Welcome to the Analytics Drill Down Podcast, brought to you by Oracle Analytics Cloud, business analytics, data visualizations, and adaptive intelligence.
My name is Dan Smucker. Welcome to the Analytics Drill Down Podcast. In today's episode, we're discussing the current state and future of analytics and finance. Before I introduce our guests, I want to introduce my co-host, Michael Singer, Director of Product Marketing, Oracle Analytics Cloud. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Dan. And yes, we have a very special guest today. It's Victor Sahakian, and he is 15 years with Hitachi. He is a vice president who runs Hitachi's Oracle Technology Practice for North America. He focuses mostly on cloud and Internet of Things, but also finance, which is why we want to talk to him today. Hey, Victor, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. Good. Thank you so much. Appreciate you all having me on this call. Thank you.
Sure, Victor. Yeah, so I hear you are a big-time hockey fan, and actually have played hockey for many years. Is that true?
That is true. I just love the game so much, and I've been playing it for around 8 years now, so it's fantastic.
How about this? Can I take a guess at how many goals you've had using my own brand of analytics?
Take a wild guess. It's very...
Okay.
Very easy answer.
All right. Well, I need some information. I think you answered one of my first questions is, how long have you played hockey? And that's 8 years, huh?
8 years.
Okay, great. How many games have you been out due to injury?
Probably over the course of maybe 3 to 5, not many.
Okay.
So, and then I'm going to put out a weird question here that does apply. What color mouth guard do you wear?
It's blue.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So based on all this information, all right, I'm running my own analytics, and it looks like you've scored between 1 and 500 goals.
Oh, you're actually spot on. The number is one goal.
Oh, one goal. Okay. All right.
One goal. It wasn't off of my stick. It actually, somebody shot the puck and bounced off my shin guard, so I got the credit for the goal. So that's how I got that one goal. So
that's awesome.
Better than zero.
that hey, one is all you need, right?
Exactly.
So the theme of our discussion today is going to be on finance. And so I'm going to throw out the first question, Victor. Where do we see the need and the application of analytics and data science in finance today?
Great question. So we're seeing tremendous amount of need and focus on areas around costs, security, right? About supporting the new requirements and tighter regulations. And there's also with the increase and tremendous increase of pressure to focus on profitability, right? So analytics and data science are now really being used heavily around how to identify opportunities to reduce cost, how to identify profitable lines of business, how to increase the profitability on those lines of businesses, right? Identify, margins within the lines of business where it really needs focus and attention and so forth. So, but really it's around cost. Main themes are around costs and around profitability. And that's where we see tremendous amount of focus and the need in the market for the analytics and data science part, right?
Let's get right down to it. In terms of the changes, what kind of changes are you seeing with finance orgs, especially in larger organizations, enterprise?
Yeah, actually it starts from enterprise, even the mid-sized organizations. Actually, the pressure is even a bit higher on the midsize because they have a lot less to work with as far as resources and the capacity. So they need to rely on the analytics and the data science part as much as possible to focus on these areas. And if you look at the enterprises, with normally enterprises, you have a multitude of different lines of businesses. So for them as an organization, large organizations, right, they have to be nowadays, they have to be even more and more tuned in with the cost aspect of running their businesses, right? Have a holistic view. You have all these different data sources coming in, right? And it's a tremendous amount of work involved, manpower, person power involved to help keep an eye on these all cost-related issues and their profitability issues, security, right? So, and how best then to attack these by using analytics and data science to leverage technology to tackle those areas.
So, Victor, you talked a lot about the pressure on the large and the medium-sized organizations, and sometimes finance departments are small. So talk a little bit about the changes that are happening in those smaller finance departments or, you know, businesses that are smaller businesses.
Right, right. So with the smaller staff, limited number of personnel to support, you know, the organization, we're asking those individuals to do a hell of a lot more than what they have, they are used to doing before, right? So before, a clerk may be entering transactions and so forth, just maintaining a set of books or whatnot, or paying invoices. Now with significant automation in some of these transactions where data comes in, these clerks now are asked to do other things, such as ensuring that they run the analytics portion of the business to look at what functions of the business are really becoming a increase in cost, identifying basically the problem areas, right? And that's where they're trying to focus on. They're also focusing on determining the root causes of these potential problem areas for them to find a remediation. So the analytics, whether they use different techniques to do this work, is really now the burden on those resources to be able to help the organization to uncover these cost-related issues. On the same token, you know, we talk about security, right? With less and less resources, normally many organizations don't have dedicated security personnel to monitor transactions or to overall keep an eye on the security of the data. So with cloud platforms, gives us a better flexibility, much more control. However, you still need those individuals that are supporting the business to have the same amount of rigor around providing security for the rest of the organizations on the data itself. Now, and then you have the other part is about regulations, being compliant with the government regulations and so forth, right? Well, there is a certain amount of rigor involved as well to put in, quite a bit of attention to detail to ensure there's compliance from reporting, compliance from analysis, compliance with respect to auditing. So all these come into play for these resources to work on, no matter actually whether it's small, medium, or even larger enterprises. But smaller staff, we're asking them a lot to do. So what they need is the flexibility to do these functions more and more with ease so that you're able to support. It's just going to continue this way for a while, and it may even increase even more so.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, so you mentioned compliance, and I wonder if are execs looking at focus on compliance, but less time on compliance and financial accounting and more on other, you know, bigger things? I mean, I know compliance is very important, and where do you find the time?
Yeah. Well, you're actually spot on, because execs, the expectations from executives are that you are compliant, yeah? You're doing all the standard stuff. They're focused, so they don't want to worry about those areas. There's expectations for the staff to handle it, and they only need to be notified if there's an issue. Their main focus is on two things, increased profitability and reduced cost. That's my main focus is, right? So and also obviously to create more opportunities for the business. So for them, they want to spend most of their time on these, in the two areas I mentioned, versus doing I shouldn't say mundane, but those critical things such as compliance and whatnot. So
Victor, you've got 15 years at Hitachi, and so I'm certain that you've seen a lot of things happen in the industry. Absolutely, you've got some examples of how the companies that you're working with in finance and how they're using analytics. Can you share with us, what are some of those primary use cases? What are they doing?
So, for example, one of our clients is doing a couple of things. Is with the current staff, we talked about, you know, limited number of resources. You know, we've asked them to do a hell of a lot more than what they used to do before. And once they set the, especially once they move into the cloud, actually gives them a more flexibility to do other things. they're using analytics to zero in with a little bit more flexibility because of the tools available to identify the costs associated with their businesses. So the one particular company, they were having challenges around costs. They were having a problem identifying some of the areas that wasn't clear because they have multiple sources of info. So they did put a dedicated resource from the existing people that they have, even though it's limited. And they use the analytics portion of their applications to identify a couple of key areas where the cost was now becoming clear. They were able to pinpoint where the cost was. So that was the first part of the challenge that they had. So now we're diving into another area is that now they've identified the cost areas and what was the actually even the root causes of these costs to be such a high levels. The second need is coming up is which we're diving into and requesting for them, and they're requesting us to help them, and we're certainly doing so in identifying basically what we call predictive analytics to identify patterns in which you can detect for potential increases in cost over a period of time, right? So identifying the cost is one thing, and we're doing that now. We're using our cloud tools and whatnot. But now we're actually branching out to say, and they're asking us, well, now that we know what the costs are, we know what the problem areas are, we also know some of the root causes, but what can we do about predicting such cases? Can you help us do that? And that's the extension that immediately we're seeing that it's just being requested by our clients. They're seeing the value of predictive analytics in this area. It's not enough to know what it is, but the main value is because it's already happened, right? The cost already incurred, the company took a hit for whatever reason. Now it's all about avoiding such cases, and that's where we are focusing on using predictive analytics to help address those areas. It's about focusing on patterns, identifying patterns, and so forth, and to accomplish that. So.
And this is really helping them to better focus their areas of what the execs are looking for them to do, right? So instead of just
totally, because with the predictive analytics, right, especially, they're able to be to make business decisions knowing what would be potential business impacts, right? Whether it's introducing a new line of products or changing or the work schedule of certain employees or getting a new supplier. I mean, this spans across a variety of different areas of, different industries. The client that I'm referring to is in the manufacturing business. So the focus on identifying some of the costs were from finance, right? But once they identify the root causes and be able to do, focus on some of the problem areas, and now the focus is on supply chain because the issues that were identified stem from the process from a supply chain perspective. So now you're going to have to focus on applying your predictive analytics on the supply chain aspect of the business to help identify. So for execs, they want to know this in advance so that they're able to make those business decisions either to work with the vendors or from suppliers or whatever that may be in order for them to avoid potential problem areas.
So, Victor, it sounds like that finance is really wielding some power here. Are they going to be the real go-to organization for not just their own analytics, but also for marketing and sales and other places where analytics makes the best choices? I mean, how much of a role will they have in other lines of business?
I think it's significant. I think if you look at manufacturing, some of my clients who are in the manufacturing, we see the finance departments, financial organizations have a much, much, much bigger voice and say in how things are. Because everything rolls up to finance, right? Manufacturing, supply chain, all these lines of businesses roll up to finance. So at the end of the day, they have that holistic view of different sources of data, and they're probably the only department in the organization that can give you that complete holistic view. They understand the entire organization, not just manufacturer, not just supply chain. So their input is becoming much more critical. It was, but even more so. And by using analytics and predictive analytics, so they're able to really help support the executives and the rest of the organization into steering them in the right direction, and also steering them away from potential problem areas. That's the other thing. I think mostly, you know, things happen in a business and then you respond. Now it's all about ensuring that, you know, negative things don't happen. We're talking about predictive, right? But talking about ensuring that we don't run into areas or get into entering lines of businesses or work with continue working with, for example, different vendors who have caused issues for us before from supply chain perspective and that sort of thing. Right. Right now, it's all focused around ensuring not just identifying costs and problem areas, but also the whole predictive side. So yeah, they're gonna have a huge. They are having it, but they're going to have even more so impact and control and influence on organizations.
So, Victor, I really like what you're saying about how to leverage analytics. I want to talk now about where to leverage analytics. You know, your expertise in the cloud might have some insight here. So, you know, we're starting to see a lot of finance organizations move their analytics operations into the cloud. Even though, you know, a lot of those groups will, you know, fall back into the spreadsheet trap, and you know that's their comfort mode. We understand that, but they'll try to get their answers, but it seems a little limited. What, from your perspective, what are you starting to see in the marketplace in terms of finance, where the predictive and prescriptive analytics are being used most effectively?
I think what with the cloud platform, what gives us an organization's now the flexibilities to deal with these multiple sources of information that are kind of essential to be integrated into running the organizations. Yeah, a large enterprises tend to have a lot more disparate systems, whether it's on-premise. Typically on-premise, right? Old legacy systems running from different parts of the business, different divisions of the organizations. Companies may have been, for example, mature to mergers and acquisitions, so those organizations still maintain their own systems. So integrating all these different sorts of data into a common platform, and I think cloud gives the flexibility for us to do so with much easier, less effort than it was in the traditional on-premise, right? And we can stand up necessary cloud components to be able to ingest and absorb these sets of data and to analyze. So, and cloud gives us that, right? Being able to have that flexibility and so forth. So finance departments now no longer have to wait for the integration to happen. It's fairly straightforward for us to stand up that component in the cloud to be able to absorb. And analytics tools that are available are becoming more and more supportive of such functionality of reading data from this disparate system, whether it's structured or even unstructured data sources, that help consolidate that into more turning data into information so that the finance departments can use. Hope I answered your question.
Absolutely.
Okay, Victor, here at the Analytics Drill Down Podcast, we like to end the show with a little game called the Fast Forward Prediction Game, where I state a prediction and you tell me green light, which is agree, or red light, disagree. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, all right. So 5 years from now, finance will look very different from the finance organization of today.
Green.
Big green, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, question two. More than 75% of finance departments will be using analytics in the cloud within the next 2 to 5 years. What do you think?
Maybe yellow, but trending slowly towards green. because I think with the increase in the use of, we see an increase in the use of analytics and even predictive analytics by executives. Once they see the value, I think you're going to see an acceleration in the use of analytics. It may be within 2-5 years, maybe sooner, but I think that I would say between yellow and trending towards green.
All right. Question three. Analytics will play an even bigger role with finance because of new technologies being introduced, such as IoT and other technologies.
Oh, absolutely. That's a green light for sure. IoT now becoming more and more relevant, and organizations see the value. You know, it took us a while to get that going, but now we see a tremendous amount of interest and a lot of movement on that side. You're going to see finance becoming much more involved in using these different types of technologies to support the work, for sure. So green light for sure.
Okay, and last question. So, given your extensive knowledge of not only hockey, but also your knowledge of, you know, integrating analytics, you will be able to predict the winner of the next Stanley Cup using your you know, expertise in finance and analytics. What do you think?
I want to think so. Yes, absolutely. That will be fantastic. And I know the answer is going to be my LA Kings winning the Stanley Cup.
Well,
sure, not the Sharks.
But definitely, yes, for sure. I think we're marching forward to using analytics more and more, helping our clients in predictive analytics. So we see a tremendous amount of growth and opportunities and tremendous amount of value in supporting our clients. So
we'll see how the Stanley Cup playoffs pan out. So that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guest, Victor Sahakian. He's the VP, runs Hitachi's Oracle Technology Practice for North America. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Look forward to our next call.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today. We'll see you next time on the Analytics Drill Down Podcast.